Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm talking to us today about a subject that we should all know. You are redeemed in Christ Jesus. You have been redeemed in Christ Jesus. Say, I have been redeemed. I'm going to show you what redeemed means in a moment. We have been put in Christ, the cleft of the rock. We can now come boldly to God's face and experience His glory. We can now experience the glory of God for the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? But many sincere Christians do not know that they have a place in Christ. And you need to take your place in Christ. In Christ. Say, in Christ. I like to say it this way. I've been in Christed. I am in Christed. I've been in Christed. And so you've got to take your place in Christ and get ready for a front row seat for the glory of God. Amen. See, when you're in Christ, you get a front row seat. You know why I can say that? Because Ephesians 2:6 says, I'm seated together with Christ in the heavenly places. I've got a front row seat to the glory of God. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Amen. Experiencing the glory and the goodness of God is not just for a select few believers. It's for everybody. Everybody. What we've been through and what God's done in our lives, two little nobodies, really, look what He's done. And if He'll do that for us, you don't think He's going to do it for you? He brings me from South Africa, plucks me up, puts me down, introduces me to a wife that I prayed for 8 months earlier, right? He sends me 9,000 miles to find her. Thank you, Lord. You understand? And then He takes two of us that come from, both have crazy families. And we did live on her floor. We did, but I tell you what, I had the best food on that floor. I had all that Italian cooking, man. But we lived in their house. People don't realize that. We don't tell this stuff. But we lived in their house for, I don't know, a year? 6 months? 12 years. But anyway. And if He can take that and do that with us, we also came from crazy families. You know, our family tree, both of them were full of nuts. And if He can do that with us, can He not do that with you? You're no worse than I was. And I'm no worse than you were. Because when we were unsaved, we were all totally worse. That's it. But when you got in Christed, something supernatural took place. Something supernatural. He said, now, in Ephesians 1:6, I have made you accepted through the Beloved. I have made you accepted through the Beloved. And then in Ephesians 2:6, He says, and now you're seated together with Christ in heavenly places. How can I be with? Listen, He says in Galatians 2:20, you are crucified with me. Crucified me with Christ. I was on the cross with Christ. So now I'm in Christ. You understand? I've been accepted through Christ. Now I'm sitting with Christ in the heavenly places. So I've got a front row seat to the glory of God. That's it. And you know what? I tap into that. I rely on, I trust God for my healing, for my finances, for my family, for anything in my life. I put it in God. I'm in Christ. He's not going to ever let me down. Ever, ever, ever. If He was going to, He would have already. Amen. And so God has reserved the seat for you with your name on it. Yeah, but you need to know some things. You need to understand some things in order to activate the glory of God in your own life. You understand? And say this. I want you to say this. Say, I am taking my place in Christ. Now, I've got scriptures for all of these. I just want to say a few of these. So I want you to start saying this already so that you can start getting a bit of a whoopie-joopie inside of your spirit. You ready? Say, in Him, I am the righteousness of God. In Him, I am triumphant. In Him, I am prosperous. In Him, I am healthy. In Christ, I am blessed. In Christ, I am redeemed. In Him, I have a heritage. In Him, I have an identity. In Him, I have an inheritance. Oh my God, your place is right next to the Father God. And the glory of God, you've got a front row seat to all of the glory. Amen. In Ephesians 2:6, I mentioned it to you out of the Passion. He raised us up with Christ, the exalted one. Don't you exalt you. Let Him exalt you. Pride goes before destruction. You understand? God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Amen. 1 Peter 5:6. You've got to get these scriptures in your life. He resists the proud. And oh, look at me. I burnt the midnight oil. Studying. I've got 5 degrees. Call me doctor. Call me Apostle Bishop Curie. And we get into pride. And God says, listen, there's one thing you can be sure of. If you're in pride, there's a certainty that this destruction will come. He says, pride goeth before a fall. Amen. So you don't want that stuff. So He's the exalted one. Say, God, you are the exalted one. Don't you be exalting. You get these film stars and sports stars and that. Some of them, they take that glory. I know someone else who did that. His name was Lucifer. He tried to get the glory. He's the exalted one. Never forget it. When you lay hands on someone and they get healed, say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's all you do. Not, hey, I'm sending prayer cloths, dude. $100. We get into stupidity, pride. He's the exalted one. If someone's going to get healed, it's going to be Him doing it, not you. Can you say amen? And so look what He says. He raised us up with Christ, the exalted one, and we ascended with Him. Listen, we ascended. You are in a spiritual position of power. He says, we ascended with Him into the glorious perfection and authority of the heavenly realm, for we are now co-seated as one with Christ. As one with as one. Father, make us one. As you and I are one, let us be in them, and they be one in us and us in them. One with Christ. Come on. That's why Pastor Jay could say what he said. I am Superman. Amen. You understand? We love these movies, Superman and Spider-Man, and we're looking for these superheroes. We'll just look around the believers who know who they are. Amen. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Amen. I've seen that green stuff hurt Superman. What's it called? Kryptonite? Kryptonite, whatever you call it in America, the green stuff. I know sometimes my mother-in-law feeds me stuff like that. I think, oi! I'm joking, Mama. Now, listen, there's a footnote. There's a footnote at the end of this scripture here. As you can see where it says co-seated, there should be a little A next to it. And the footnote reads, to be placed or seated in heaven means you have been given the perfection and authority to be there. We have been given. I mean, think about this. We have been given. That's why he says the gift of salvation, the gift of righteousness. He says we have been, to be placed or seated in heaven means we have been given the perfection and authority to be there. Oh my goodness. Family, this is big. Let me tell you, most problems in people's lives, in Christians' lives, is because they don't know who they are in Christ Jesus. Because once you know who you are in Christ Jesus, can't touch that. No weapon formed against me can prosper. Why? Because of who's in me. The greater one on the inside of me is greater than anything outside of me. And so I got to know who I am in Christ, where I'm seated in Christ. So when I pray, when we prayed this morning, we weren't praying from a position of defeat, we beat up. We're praying from a position of authority, perfection and authority. We're praying at the thing and we're taking authority over it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm so excited about this. So through the power of the death, the burial and the resurrection, God put us in Christ. He put me in Christ. He did it. You didn't do it. I didn't do it. He did it. He said, I will put you in the cleft of the rock and you will see my glory. He put us in Christ, the cleft of the rock, and now we see his glory. And now we can operate in his glory. And now we can walk in the glory of God. And now we can lay hands on the sick and they can recover. And we can tell people about Jesus and they can get saved. And we can experience God's glory all around us wherever we go. I can experience his glory in Walmart. I can experience his glory in what? Mickey Mouse Land. Disney World. Come on. Wherever you go, when you walk in the mall, the glory's surrounding you. You're bringing the glory of God with you. You go this way, the glory comes with you. If the greater one's on the inside of you, the greater one brings his glory with him. He doesn't leave his glory there. It's like his personality. You can't leave your personality and go visit someone. If you come and visit me at my house, you bring your personality with you. And that's like a personality of God. His glory, it's attached to you. He is glory. So if he's the greater one in the inside of you, the glory is going wherever I'm going. Oh, God, help us. Let our minds be opened. Get through the cracks, pull out the cobwebs, and show us the glory of God and who we are in Christ. Oh, my God. Woo! God told Moses, I will show you my glory. There is a place by me. We're in that place, amen. And when believers take their place in Christ, they are positioned to see the glory of God. We are positioned to see it, but you got to know it, amen. And we can live in that place. He says, they that dwell in the shadow of the Most High, we can live in the secret place. We can live there and live in that place all the time. Listen, you got to understand who you are. You can't let Hollywood tell you who you are. You can't let them do that. And how do they do that? A lot of the times they show you boozing is great, so you think, I'm going to try booze. They're trying to tell you who you are that you're actually not. Or smoking, or cussing, or all the stuff that they do. It's not who you're going to get your identity from. Your identity comes from God and God alone. And that's great news, because I was told some crazy things when I was in school. And if that was my identity from growing up, wow, I wouldn't be standing here. Seriously, I'd be in some kind of place, incarcerated somewhere, I'm sure. You understand? Because what people will say over your life, that doesn't determine who you are. What God says about your life determines who you are. But actually, it's not even that. It's what you believe that God said about you and act on is who you'll become. See, and the problem is, you will override the truth by believing a lie. And if you believe a lie, you will actually let that lie override the truth and live in defeat. You have to know God's word. And you've got to know who you are, where your place is, and everything else. So don't let Hollywood tell you how to dress, what to do, what music's cool for you. Don't let these people do that. Don't let people shape you. Don't let your spouse shape you. Don't let your boss shape you. Don't let the economy shape you. Don't let the presidents or the kings or the queens shape you. You can't do the psychiatrist or the psychologist. Don't let them shape you. You are in Christ Jesus. And you're sitting in the heavenly places in authority, in perfection, in authority. That's who I am. That's where I am. Can you say amen to that? Amen. And so you decide that I'm going to receive the fact that I've been accepted through Jesus Christ, I've been redeemed, and now I'm seated together with Christ in the heavenly places. I'm not going to be seated. I am seated. I noticed the song we were singing today, I've been resurrected. And the people started to scream in the church. Did you hear that? I have been resurrected. And the people started to shout in the church, because we want to know about this stuff. I'm not going to be resurrected. I am resurrected. I once was dead, but now I've been resurrected, I'm found. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.